gold has been going on a run, and everybody's asking the question, man, how do I add gold and silver to my portfolio? So in this video, we're going to talk about why is gold and silver going on a run. We're also going to look at how to invest in the gold and silver. We're going to talk about physical versus gold ETF funds, and we're going to do a little recap. So you guys and girls stay tuned as we jump into why and how to invest into gold and silver. But first,
hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon, hit that like, comment, and share button.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So the first thing is, why is gold and silver running up or going into a bullish state or a bearish, now bullish state, right? So the first thing is, the reason why you see gold and silver going on a big run is because you're seeing a lot of speculation in the equities market. So people are looking at equities and they're questioning equities. So everybody's looking for a safe haven. So in the beginning, remember when the market fell in March, everybody was very optimistic of a V-shaped recovery. Everybody's like, oh, we're going to recover very fast. We're going to shoot back up. Oh, you know, so everybody jumped in. Everybody thought that we'll be out of this by the summertime, maybe the fall. And here we are going into August and people still looking at a new round of stimulus checks, a new round of stimulus into the market. So a lot of things are becoming very murky. And when things are becoming very murky, people start to run to gold and silver. Now, the other thing about it, about people running to gold and silver, you also have to be worried about why people are doing this, because one, they're shaky about the future and they're looking for a safe haven. But people ask the question, Prince, why is the market up and gold and silver up at the same time? Don't they supposed to be inverse? You're correct. In most cases, when the market is up, commodities, gold and silver, are supposed to be down. Precious metals are supposed to be stabilized or down. Then when the market goes down, that's when gold and silver are supposed to go up. That's why you see me make a video about me switching, going into bonds, because gold and silver was just going up with the market. Now, when I sit back and I ask myself this question, why is this happening? I believe gold and silver and the commodities are telling us what's really happening. And I believe the stock market is showing us what the federal government wants to happen, because all those stimulus packages, they're pumping a lot of money into the market. But guess what? When you see a run on gold and silver like that, that means that people are not as confident in the stock market. They're looking for a safe haven. So, hey, people are like, well, Prince, should I buy something? You should always have some form of gold and silver precious metals in your portfolio. It's never a bad thing. They're never going to go out of style. The only bad thing I hear or I see is that gold and silver spike during a recession and then they flatline for the rest of another 10 years. But anyway, it's a good hedge. So let's get into it. Let's get into the good stuff, right? Now you want to ask the question, well, okay, that's a good question. How do I invest into it, right? Well, we're going to get later into the two ways you can get into it, but how you can invest into it, you got two ways, right? You can invest into it physical or via an ETF. Physical or ETF. Physical, you can purchase. There's so many gold and silver websites online. Make sure you do your due diligence and make sure they're real. But you can literally purchase gold online. I've seen people purchase silver online all the time and bring it to their house, have it sent to their house. So people will purchase a bunch of silver, have it sent to their house. Now, on the physical side of the house, when people are looking for physical, I mean, that's the physical side of the house. You can order gold online, have it sent to your house. Now you have ETFs, which we're going to jump into. You have ETFs that track gold and silver, right? So I have one pulled up right now. So now we're going to get into the ETFs. The first ETF we're going to look at is SLV. That's Sierra Lima Victor. Sierra Lima Victor is SLV. This is an ETF that tracks silver. As you can see, on Friday, went up 6%. But if you have TD Ameritrade or E-Trade or Robinhood or whatever the case may be, you can purchase it. Right now, it's $22. You can add a little gold and silver to your portfolio. that's the way you can do it, right? Now, the other side of the house, when you look at gold, how can I add gold? GLD. That's the other ETF, GLD. Now you're going to be tracking gold. Or IAU. IAU is a little bit cheaper. India Alpha Uniform. That one's a little bit cheaper. I forgot how much that one's going for. Let's see how much that one's for. I think it's about $18. Yeah, $18. So, yeah, this one is $18 if you go and get this one. Now, if you really want to add a little spunk on it, if you want to get a bullish ETF, leveraged ETF on gold and silver, gold, you got UGIAGQ. That's Uniform Golf Lima and Alpha Golf Quebec. That's if you want to add a little extra to it, like you want to get a leverage bullish ETF, gold or silver. So when gold goes up, this will go up faster than the actual gold ETF. But with the added return, you're going to have an added risk. So be very mindful and careful of that. So be very mindful and careful when you look at your gold and silver and things like that or whatnot. All right. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages, that's going to conclude today's video. We talked about why we've seen this sudden run. We talked about why we've seen this sudden run. We also talked about how to invest into it. We got into the physical version, the ETF version. Do you do diligence if you're buying physical gold? You want to make sure it's real, coming from a legitimate place. And please get your gold or silver tested. The only reason why I don't like physical, I forgot to add this in, was I don't like physical because of the liquidity. Let's say if I got a big block of gold sitting in my basement and I wanted to sell it, then I have to call somebody, I have to get it out of my house, I got to drive and hope nobody steal it from me and my house catch on fire, which if even if my house catch on fire, if it's real gold, it shouldn't disappear. But I don't want to go through all of that. So I'm more favorable to ETFs because of liquidity. I can buy it, sell it tomorrow, do whatever I need to do. I don't have to call a bank and drive 2, 3, 4 hours and drop it off and have somebody come help me carry it out of my house. I don't want to deal with all that. So I'm not a fan of physical myself. That's if you had large amounts of it. So that's it. That's for me. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my name is Prince Dykes. This is The Investor Show. And until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out. Thank you.